My guest at this time is J. Christian Adams. He is a former Justice Department lawyer in the Civil Rights Division, and he is now the president and general counsel at the Public Interest Legal Foundation. He joins me today to discuss the Trump administration's decision to launch a new commission to investigate and come up with remedies for voter fraud. Coincidentally, it was just on Wednesday that Mr. Adams himself released a press statement suggesting that the new director of the FBI, whoever that's going to be, needs to make investigation of voter fraud a major priority. And so the timing of this certainly works out well for our conversation today. And Christian, thanks very much for your time today.
Hello.
First of all, Christian, what do you make of the new Trump commission to investigate voter fraud? We know that Mike Pence, the vice president, is going to lead it. Chris Kobach, who was on the short list to become Secretary of Homeland Security, is the vice chair. What do you make of the Kobach choice and the apparent mission of this panel?
Look, Chris has been a real champion in the area of getting to the bottom of voter fraud. That's why he's attacked so vociferously by the people who are defending the status quo. And I think he's a great pick. Look, we know of election crimes that have gone on in the last 7 years, one after another, that the federal government never prosecuted, never investigated, never did anything about, creating this Wild West atmosphere with voter fraudsters. I mean, I can give you example after example. Wendy Rosen was the congressional nominee in the first Maryland congressional district, and she was voting in both Maryland and Florida for President Obama. And that is a federal felony to vote for president two times, but she was never prosecuted under federal law. There's other instances in Ohio, like Meloise Richardson, who voted six times, and nothing ever came of that as far as a federal prosecution. So we really need a renewed emphasis on enforcing the law that protects our elections.
When was the last time this was taken seriously?
Well, you know, probably during the Bush administration. Unfortunately, it's been that long. And so what we have now in the country is a culture of lawlessness when it comes to elections. When you have Meloise Richardson, a woman in Cincinnati, who said on camera she voted six times for President Obama, was actually celebrated at an event that Al Sharpton was at. They treated her like a hero. I mean, when you have that kind of culture of lawlessness, you're going to have more lawlessness. You have to enforce federal laws against corrupting our elections.
What do you hope this commission recommends?
Well, there's a lot of work to be done, obviously. Look, anytime you are looking at facts and trying to get the facts about what's really happening with election crimes, that's a good thing. The critics of the commission are essentially want to hide the facts. They don't want us to know the truth about the extent of voter fraud. They're accessories to the crimes. If they want to cover it up and obstruct investigations or voter fraud, then those people deserve our criticism.
Let's talk about a couple of pushbacks that you're likely to get. Some from both sides of the aisle will say, look, you've got a lot of different cases. You mentioned several of them. The woman who voted six times, states where there's been hundreds of people who either voted in two states or voted illegally in some other way. Yes, they should be prosecuted. Yes, it's against the law. But look, these numbers just aren't big enough that they will actually influence most elections unless they're extremely, extremely close. So overall, it's not as big of a problem as folks like you like to make it out to be. What's your rebuttal to that?
Well, first of all, changing the outcome of the election is not an element to the federal crime. That isn't in the law. That is something people have invented to give people a pass and to shut down enforcement of the law. But the fact that it affects elections is real. We have found at the Public Interest Legal Foundation that over 4,000 aliens have been caught on the voter rolls, many of them voting, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. These are the ones who have self-reported, essentially. So there's tens of thousands more, most likely. We have elections in Virginia have been decided by a few hundred votes. So don't tell me that it doesn't make a difference. We had a state Senate seat decided by 9 votes in Virginia. So just because it doesn't alter the outcome of the election doesn't mean you don't enforce the law. The law doesn't require the election results to be different. If you aren't allowed to vote twice for president, you shouldn't be allowed to vote twice for president.
Well, you're certainly right about Virginia. I remember the state attorney general race 4 years ago also being an extremely close race, and there were certainly some concerns about the authenticity of that vote as well. The other side of this, mostly from the left, Christian, as I'm sure will not surprise you, is that this effort is essentially designed to disenfranchise poor and minority voters or people in the United States. I already got one email with the headline from one of these groups. Lawyers committee blasts Trump's new dangerous national commission blocking the black vote. So there's your narrative in response on the left. How do you confront that?
That narrative is a lie. More often than not, the people losing the right to vote because of election crimes are people in minority communities. When I was at the Justice Department, I brought a case that was afflicting the minority community in a small town in Mississippi, where political operatives exploited the weak, the vulnerable, and they voted for them. They stole their votes. And so often it is the minority communities who are being harmed by voter fraud. But this dirty little secret is these groups that send out these press releases like it that way because they benefit from controlling the process. They benefit by telling people how to vote, by voting for them, by running an organization that covers up crimes just to get certain people elected. The truth is the minorities are hurt by voter fraud in ways very familiar to many minority communities.
We're talking with J. Christian Adams. He is the president and general counsel of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. And Christian, you have talked about this for a long time, folks like John Fun, Hans von Spakovsky, on ways to clean it up. First of all, there's cleaning up the roles, which the Obama administration, particularly Eric Holder, was unwilling to do. There's also voter ID, and that, of course, has been challenged a number of times. What can be done unilaterally, perhaps, by the attorney general, and what would have to be done legislatively in order to accomplish what you think needs to be accomplished here?
Well, there's a lot that can be done by the attorney general. The easiest thing to do is to compare the voter rolls of the country to the list of aliens in federal databases. Nobody has ever done that. It's a simple operation. It would not take very much to simply see how many people in the alien database are also registered to vote and how many of them who have voted should be prosecuted. It doesn't take many prosecutions to chill criminal activity. But when you have a Justice Department and a FBI that for 8 years was unwilling to prosecute voter fraudsters, it creates a Wild West where criminals know they can get away with anything. And that's why we have such problems now, because of 8 years of refusal to enforce the law. That's got to change.
Last question. Obviously, this is day one. If the commission's even begun its work yet, how long do you expect this to take? And how optimistic are you that actual policy changes will happen here?
Look, there's a lot of areas where things need to be improved. And the problem is that those loud voices on the left have done all they can over the years to silence any examination of the vulnerabilities in our system. They have intimidated and yelled and done everything they could to hide the facts of election crimes. And what they're most upset about is that that's ending. And so I'm optimistic that this is going to be a good process.
Christian, always good to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks a lot.
J. Christian Adams is a former Justice Department attorney in the Civil Rights Division. He is also now the president and general counsel for the Public Interest Legal Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.